This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Lee Bollinger, president of Columbia University, will be watching closely as the Supreme Court considers a case by a white woman who says she was discriminated against because of the affirmative action program at the University of Texas. That's because Bollinger was president of the University of Michigan when its affirmative action policies were challenged in the late 1990s. Those cases went to the Supreme Court, and President Bollinger's name is attached to the two decisions that resulted. The landmark Grutter v. Bollinger decided universities can consider race as one of many factors in determining whether to admit a candidate. President Bollinger, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Why do you support the use of race as a factor in university admissions?
For 40 years now, universities across the country, both public and private, have built up diverse student populations in order to train our students for a life in the world and our society that itself is very pluralistic. And this has been crucial to the success of higher education in the United States. We really have the best, and part of that is because of the diversity that we offer.
The Supreme Court rulings in the University of Michigan cases are only 9 years old. You're a legal scholar. Is this a short amount of time for the Supreme Court to revisit affirmative action?
I think it depends upon what the court does. The case that it has before it now involves a policy that the University of Texas adopted in the 1990s of taking the top 10% of every high school in the state. And because the schools are de facto segregated, the system was able to produce a diverse student body, and the University of Texas says that's why they introduced the policy. That type of approach of getting a diverse student body is not followed by any other university in the country that I know of. And if some of the justices or a majority of the justices find that's problematic under the 14th Amendment, that actually will not have any consequence for affirmative action generally in the United States. So it could be a very narrow decision of important in the context of the University of Texas, but not have broader meaning. On the other hand, if it were to take on the issue again after only 9 years, that would have profound effects on higher education all across the country. Well, it would, if the court were to hold that you cannot consider race and ethnicity, then at the major universities, you would find a very significant decline in African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans. That is what has happened in Berkeley and University of California, Berkeley, and UCLA following the Proposition 209 amendment to the Constitution of the state of California banning affirmative action. And that, I think, would be a tragedy for education and a tragedy for the country.
What is the likelihood that that might happen?
Right. It's very hard to predict here. Almost always, the court takes the narrower approach. That's consistent with constitutional interpretation over many decades. But some of the justices have been so vocal about being opposed to affirmative action that it's possible that there will be two or three justices who would like to overturn Grutter. And then it comes down to one or two justices, in particular, I think, to Justice Kennedy, as to whether that will end up being the result.
Lee Bollinger is president of Columbia University. As president of the University of Michigan, he led the litigation defending its law school and undergraduate admissions policies in the 2003 Supreme Court cases Grutter v. Bollinger and Gratz v. Bollinger. President Bollinger, thanks so much for coming on WNYC.
Thank you for having me.